Have black cats gotten a bad rap? A look at the origin of our superstitions on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-941-9739. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-941-9739. That's 1-800-941-9739. 1-800-941-9739.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 17th, the 230th day of the year. Robert De Niro celebrates a birthday, and The Wizard of Oz debuted in theaters on this night in 1939. Irish lore says that today begins a period known as Cat Nights. It's a legend about witches who take the form of cats, a story that is probably responsible for our superstitions about black cats. There are many cultures, though, where black cats have been associated with good luck. Fishermen's wives once kept black cats to bring luck to their husbands at sea. It's often said that to dream of a black cat brings good luck, and an old folk remedy held that sty on the eyelid could be cured by rubbing it with the tail of a black cat. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more legends and lore online at almanac.com.